It is time for more Toast and Jam. I'm the toaster, Tim Ost.
I'm the jammer.
Yeah, you'd be the jammer.
We'd be jamming.
Paul McDonald, who is the jam of the show, keeps us all together, or tries to anyway.
I try. Definitely, I try.
Toast and Jam, always good to be with you, and we thank everyone for listening. And again, you can go where to listen?
Oh, I can't say that on this. You can go to just go to our website. There's one place you can find it, timesrecord.com. And, of course, another place is Toast, T-O-S-T, the little letter N, Jam, toastnjam.com. That's where all of our back episodes are. Hey, I'm in the newspaper business. It's an issue. And our trivia question is also on there as well.
Awesome. We're sponsored by North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, and another new sponsor, Nodak Insurance, and agent Chris Quilvang jumped on the ship. Nodak Insurance is our trivia sponsor. And speaking of trivia, we did have a winner
last week. We did.
And it is?
Dustin Didier.
I know that guy.
I know you.
Yeah.
And we want to thank everybody that answered the question, went on our website, went online and answered the question, and he's getting a little pizza.
How many home run titles did Roger Maris win?
One.
Uno. One title with the 61.
In 61.
Okay. We have a special guest again this week. Kim Hesch from the Foundation Office at Valley City State University is with us. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. This is really fun.
We're going to talk to Kim about the spring auction in just a few moments. But first, let's talk about college basketball. Kim, did you do the brackets in the office?
I did not, and we did not in the office.
Okay, well, a women's NCAA championship goes to South Carolina, who beat Iowa 87-75, I think it was.
12-point win. Yep.
Yeah. Men's championship last night, Connecticut.
They're good.
They're really good. Pretty awesome stuff.
75-60, first time in 17 years a team has repeated. Duke was the last one to do that.
Nicely done. That was a fun tournament.
It's a great tournament.
You know, I'm thinking about Alabama and how close they played Connecticut.
Yeah.
Probably the closest anybody played them.
In the tournament, they were the closest, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And we already asked Kim how she did on her picks.
Not happening.
Did you pick UConn? Did you think UConn?
So I'm more of the women's basketball side of things, so I was kind of cheering that way, but I did cheer a little bit with men's because of Grant Nelson.
Yes,
been following him all season.
Native son, you got to cheer for him. One more final coming up this weekend, and that'd be the NCAA Hockey Frozen Four. Are you a hockey fan?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
My husband is, and I do watch a little
That's
hockey with him.
That's an acquired taste.
It is an acquired taste, yes. Boston U takes on Denver. And Boston College against Michigan, that's on Thursday, and then championship on Saturday. That's in St. Paul. Frozen Four, always an exciting time there, too, if you're a hockey fan. Let's check in with Kim, talk about that spring auction coming up Friday, April 26th. An exciting time for you guys. I know it's a great time. I love the theme of this year.
Yeah, we're getting groovy, Vikings. Kind of thinking of that when
we had
the jam starting. We were getting groovy here.
Paul's been pretty groovy all his life.
Pretty much. I don't have to buy any clothing for that. Just go into my closet and find my 70s stuff.
Yep.
leisure suits.
Yeah, I got one for Christmas, a 70s shirt, so I might have to dig that
orange
out.
Corduroy.
Yeah. The Bee Gees look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You got your costume all ready to roll, Tim.
Oh, I don't know if I want to. I don't know. That might be a little difficult. 29th annual. That's hard to believe. Where'd that time go?
It's gone very fast. I think I don't know how many years I've worked on it. Probably 20-some years. And I know that you started it when you were at KOBC.
Yeah, you know, Todd Christensen and I,
This
was over lunch one day, going, hey, we need to raise some money for the college.
Right.
How about an auction? Because we always did an auction with the radio station.
Yeah.
We thought, hey, you know what? Let's do an auction. And by golly, it's grown.
It has grown. Yep. When I first took over, we were raising about $40,000, $50,000. And
that was big back then.
Yeah, that was big time. And then each year we've increased. And then we just kind of, I mean, it's in that $120,000, $130,000 range that we've been. People are very generous. Our community is awesome.
Yeah, and Dakota Bank also offering their hand in this auction.
Yes, they sponsor the auction, yes.
So the goal?
Our goal this year is $150,000. It's a little lofty, but I think we can do it.
I think so, too. And how many tickets?
We the tickets are $70. That includes you getting into the event. You get a buffet dinner, a couple drink tickets, and then, of course, you get to bid on the live auction items. Right now, I'm not even sure what the number of tickets that we sold. People are supposed to be returning them. Our sellers are returning their tickets this week, but our goal is to sell about 450, we've been making that every year.
Like to jam-pack the Eagles Club.
Yes, we do, and we don't like trying to oversell because we want to make sure everybody that has a ticket has a place to sit, has a meal, and isn't scrunched in, that they can enjoy the evening.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, dress for the party because you have a prize for the best
dressed. Yeah, we do have best dressed for individuals, first and second, and then also for a couple or a duo. You can get first and second prize for that. So, yeah, grab your 70s gear or costumes. And I've already heard some people talking about what they're going to dress up as. So I think it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, I'm looking here. Bell bottoms. I think I had a pair of those or maybe four or five. jumpsuits, platform shoes, they were big.
Yeah.
I had two pair of those.
Too bad you didn't wear them for basketball.
I might have done better.
Right.
Again, social hour in the games, all that good stuff before.
Yep.
And that's starting at 5.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And buffet dinner served from when?
At 6 o'clock, from 6 to 7:30, we have the buffet dinner set up. This year, it's going to be chicken wrapped in bacon. Jenny at the Eagles and I call them the chicken bombs. They have a little bit of cream cheese in them with a jalapeno. Very good, very popular at our auction. And then we're going to have roast beef, some garlic, mashed potatoes, a veggie dessert. It's a whole spread. It'll be awesome. Jenny and the crew does a great job for us, so we appreciate her.
Tell me about that mystery wine table.
Yeah, so we have folks that have donated a bottle of wine that has a $20 value or more, and our attendees can go up to the table and select a bottle of wine, and it has a value, again, of $20 or more. So you'll pay $20, and you might get a $50 or $100 bottle of wine with your $20. So we usually have about 50 bottles of wine. We kind of limit it to that, and it goes very fast.
And you got Big Hammer there?
Big Hammer is going to emcee the event for us again this year, and then he'll get the karaoke started when the auction ends, and folks can do a little dancing and a little singing.
Who's our auctioneer?
Our auctioneer is Tony Montgomery. It's Coach Montgomery's dad.
Okay.
They have an auctioneer service, and Tony's going to be coming with his son-in-law, and they'll be doing the auctioning for us. They've done that for a couple years.
Silent auction details. Let's go to that. Tell us about how you can get online and maybe bid on some of these items.
Right. We are using the HandBid app again this year, and that can be downloaded from the Google Store or Apple Store. There's no charge for it. You can go on, once you have it downloaded, search the 2024 VCSU Scholarship Auction, and then join. And you do not have to have a ticket for the auction. If you aren't able to make the auction, I would encourage you to download the app, and you have the option to bid on some of the silent auction items. Our silent auction is totally online. It is not at the event. So you can bid until 7:30 that evening. It starts the Monday of the auction. Okay. And there's lots of good items on there for purchase, and you can pick them up or we can ship them. There's a few items that aren't able to be shipped, but those are noted for the items.
Can you scan those items beforehand?
Yes. Yeah, so this week we're going to start throwing some of the items online so people can see what they are. In the middle of the auction week, we'll also have the live auction items listed out there too for people to see. So yeah, we use it, and that's kind of how you can check in and out at the auction. You don't have to stand in line to pay for your items. You can just swipe and pay, and works pretty slick.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, well, Let's talk about the live auction. I'm looking at that list. Paul, what catches your eye on that live auction list?
Do I have to narrow it down to one thing?
Well, maybe two.
Really, I like that the Steamboat Springs.
You
condo.
Told me about that, yeah.
I've got a good friend of our family's that lives in Steamboat Springs.
Okay.
And she praises Steamboat Springs all around the year round.
Yep. And yeah. She's giving a choice this year. You can go summer or you can go winter. So okay. If you're a skier, you can go, you know, during the winter, which is a peak season for them. My husband and I bought this about 10 years ago, and we really enjoyed it. We went in kind of late summer, and there was a lot of fun things to do around there.
Yeah, it is a beautiful area, too.
Yes.
That would be my number one thing.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I'm a UND hockey guy, so the UND hockey experience is what?
Yes, so you get four seats. You get a tour of the Ralph. And you also get to be down on the ice when they're doing the opening, when the team gets announced. Starting lineups. There you go. Good thing we got the sports guy here.
Yeah.
When they do the starting lineups. So it's really an awesome experience for you.
And the list goes on here. There's so many good things on here. I know one for the kids. This is always big. The little vehicle from Stout Miller. They have a Jeep
this year.
I look at the Weekend Warrior Wagon.
Yeah, Dakota Silver is putting together a wagon with lots of adult spirits in it for people to bid on. So that should be kind of fun. That'll be, you know, more towards the end of the night when...
Okay.
You can grab and run.
Yeah, there you go.
You got car washes. You've got the $500 towards tire or service work at Bits Tire.
Yep.
Man. Dinners.
Yeah, we have a couple different folks that we have an Italian dinner hosted at a home. President Lefebvre is doing a backyard barbecue again. Our staff is hosting a kind of a patio party at the Anderson's house, and that should be fun. And yeah.
Okay. Unlimited movie passes for two to our theater.
Yes. And now they have their recliners there.
Unlimited?
So what?
Unlimited?
Unlimited. Yeah. So if you wanted to go to all the movies there, you could go there, yep.
Ooh, man, just a nice list of things.
Yes, yes. Awesome. And we do have some treasures that we have kind of taken out of McCarthy Hall as it's going offline.
Yeah.
And so Rhonda Fairfield does a lot of upcycling of older items, and she's taken and kind of made a little coffee bistro table with some stools. She's made a kind of a coat rack or a wall rack that when you come in, you can drop your stuff and hang your coats on it. Nice. And that's made out of an old janitor door. Some fun things that, especially if you were a college high person or even attended VCSU and had classes over in McCarthy, these are kind of some treasures that people would want to bid on.
Wow.
Well, the main thing here is raising funds.
Raising funds, yes.
And this goes to where?
This goes to scholarships for our students at VCSU, either a V500 scholarship or the Century Club. So it's the academic or the athletic scholarships, and they get split 50-50.
It's so amazing with Valley City businesses. They're so supportive. They're always giving, and I'm sure a big thank you to them.
Yes, thank you to them. Our community, again, the businesses, so supportive of auction items, coming to our event, and just bidding on items. We have it's a fun night. It's kind of one of those nights where it's the event of the season to kind of kick off summer. Everybody's been kind of at home for the winter, other than this winter hasn't been so bad, so we haven't been kind of limited just to being at home. But I think people just like getting out. It's kind of one of those first events that they can get out and kind of kick off for summer.
Could a business still donate?
They can just contact our office, the VCSU Foundation office, at 701-845-7203.
And you know, you think about it, you're getting a bang for your buck with two drink tickets, this incredible meal by Jenny and her staff for $70. That's you can't do a nice meal like this for $70 anymore.
And a night of fun with your friends.
That's the biggest thing. The food, friends, and the camaraderie, and your going to a great cause.
Social event every year.
Yes.
Where, you know, it's fun too when you get a table full of friends and they all bid on, let's say, the Colorado thing.
Right. Yep.
Or the hockey thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That is it. I thank you guys.
And the hand bid, you've done that before, haven't you?
Yeah, this will be our fourth year using the hand bid app.
You've done it before. You don't have to create another account.
Nope. As soon as you go in, it'll let you in.
Yep.
It's nice. It's been a really handy app for us and for checking people out, and it's been really helpful.
Very good. April 26th, put it on your social calendar. Get tickets today.
Yeah, get tickets.
How do we do that?
Yeah, if you need tickets, please call our office or check with a Century Club or a V500 board member. Our office number, again, is 701-845-7203. Or you can go online at vcsualumni.org and click on the auction banner. And then if you scroll down, there's a link that you could charge your tickets by credit card. And then we'll send them to you.
Groovy, man. Groovy. Yeah. Get groovy there, Paul.
I'm always groovy.
Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Yep.
Stay awesome, okay?
I will.
Okay. All right. You can stay or you can,
okay,
if you want to leave or if you have to leave.
Yeah, I'll probably depart. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. No problem.
Enjoyed it.
Kim Hesch, VCSU Foundation Office. Oh, yeah. Awesome stuff. It's going to be a fun night. Always is.
It is.
We're going to talk about our sponsors here. We've got Jimmy's Pizza, North Dakota Army National Guard. Jimmy's Pizza, of course, dine-in, takeout, delivery is available. And they've got all kinds of goodies. I mean, man, the toppings list goes on and on. Bacon, Canadian bacon, hamburger. I'm just going through some of these. Pepperoni. What else do we have here? Shrimp.
Ooh.
Shrimp pizza?
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Oh, been there, done that. Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. I like shrimp, but I've never had it on pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shrimp goes with everything.
Oh, yes. And don't forget the beer, too. You can order beer when you're in.
But, yeah. Yeah, they can't bring that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat in. They've got the appetizers, salads, desserts, pasta dinners, the wings, grinders. That'll get you grinding.
That'll grind you.
Yeah. And magic number again for Jimmy's Pizza?
845-1234.
Got it. North Dakota Army National Guard. If you're thinking as maybe a junior, senior, you're thinking about, oh, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up.
I'm still wondering what I'm going to do. But if you're thinking, hey, you know what, I really don't have a career I've picked, or I'm still up in the air, North Dakota Army National Guard will help you.
They can do it.
And how would you like your school paid for?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be great. Not have debt when you get done and are ready to work.
I think they have some signing bonuses, too.
They do.
And they'll pick the career for you, whatever you're good at.
Right. They'll find your aptitude. They'll find your niche. They'll talk with you. And they'll know exactly what direction to show you.
North Dakota Army National Guard. We have another sponsor, our trivia sponsor. We're going to do that a little bit later. Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, our new sponsor. Welcome, Chris. We happy to have you along. So let's take a look at some of the spring sports going on. That's picking up.
It is. It's getting going.
I got baseball, softball, track, golf.
They'll be starting.
Did I miss anything?
Well, tennis gets started. Okay. Girls tennis. They started. They have no matches yet for tennis or golf, obviously, but they have started their practices. Lots of high expectations for the Highlander golf team, the Highlander tennis team. Softball played their first game. Tough one, 11-10 loss last week to Harrellsburg Central Valley. Highlander baseball starts tonight at home against Wahpeton. We're talking on Tuesday,
right,
the 9th of April, and the Highlanders are at home at Charlie Brown Field tonight, 5 o'clock for the varsity game.
Nice. And how about that women's softball team, VCSU, 12 wins in a row?
12 in a row.
Whew.
After losing 3 out of 4 to Bellevue to start the year, they've rattled off 12 in a row.
That's got
to
be a record of some sort.
It's getting there because that 19 team that went 54-3, I think, had about a 20-some game winning streak during that season. But, yeah, 12 in a row and playing some great ball. They're off this week. No, I'm sorry. They got Jamestown tonight here on this Tuesday. They're playing at Jamestown at the Dome. They might even play outside. It's nice enough.
Yeah, it's a nice
But
a
then
nice
they're
day.
Off as far as the conference is concerned.
Okay, and the baseball?
They are home this weekend. They are at Charlie Brown, the college baseball team, and they've been pitchers have been playing some have been really dealing it here. So good pitching staff that Coach Alex and his crew have there.
Track and field teams are busy, busy, busy.
Some couple of tracksters, Odegaard and Peraza, Jaden Peraza, have qualified for nationals already in track and field for the Vikes.
Sweet. High school track and field team busy, too, though.
They are busy. They have their first big outdoor meet this week in West Fargo.
And those pop-up track meets.
Those pop-up track meets. This one was scheduled. Last week was a pop-up. This one was scheduled.
All right. Hey, the day looks good. Let's get a track meet.
It's a beautiful day. Let's go. Who can make it? I can. All right.
Okay. All right. That's kind of what's happening. And then we had two players from Valley make the Lions All-Star.
We did. We had on the boys' side, Carson Eggert. And on the girls' side, Tessa Olson. It's been a couple of years since we had a boy and a girl that both made it.
An area Lions team, too? An area player?
We had Max Muslin from Lamore Litchell Marion. He also made it. And the Shrine Bowl is coming up here in June.
Oh, yes.
And a Highliner is going to be there. Ethan Miller got named to the Shrine Bowl roster. That's a big honor.
It is a great honor.
It is.
And it's a great cause, too. The Shriners do so many great things.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the Masters is coming up. That's
Is that next weekend or this?
No, that's this weekend.
That's this weekend.
The Masters golf tournament starts Thursday and Sunday.
All right.
$18 million purse.
Okay.
Scotty Scheffler, the favorite. He's ripping it up. I mean, that guy's so good.
He is.
John Rahm is the defending champ.
Mm-hmm.
Three golfers have won back-to-back Masters. Do you want to take a shot at one of those or three of them?
Right.
Three of them have won back-to-back.
Three of them have won back-to-back Masters. I'll say Jack Nicklaus.
Yes.
Okay. Did Tiger?
Tiger was also one of those.
Okay. And how far back do I have to go?
80s, along
in the 80s?
Yeah, probably 80s.
Not a Sebby Ballesteros, was it?
No.
No.
Not a big name.
Not a big name. Oh.
But he was a pretty good golfer.
Okay. About 80s, huh?
Nick
Faldo.
Yes.
From Britain.
Yes, Nick Faldo.
Okay.
Tiger has won five total.
Okay.
There's one guy that has one more.
Was that Jack?
That was Jack.
Jack's got six of those jackets.
Jack Nicklaus. I was looking at how much it costs to attend the Masters.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
If you want to go one day, like April 12th,
mm-hmm.
that'd be Friday.
Mm-hmm.
About $2,000. That's a ticket.
That's just...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Two-day pass for, let's see, Friday, Saturday, $4,500. Four-day pass is $5,100.
Oh, my. If you want to go to all 4 days.
To walk.
To walk. $5,100 to walk.
And then how much does the green jacket cost? You want to take a run at that?
How much does the green jacket cost?
I thought it would cost a lot more than this.
Okay. The green jacket, because it has a little insignia, I think, on it.
Mm-hmm.
I will go $275.
Boy, that's pretty close. $250.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I'm impressed. Wow. Oh, boy. And how hard is it to get Masters tickets?
I don't know, but tell
me. Considered the second hardest to obtain in sports, trailing only the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
tickets or badges are cheap if you are lucky enough to be a patron or win the annual lottery, which opened on June 1st. It'll open again on June 1st. If you didn't get tickets directly from Augusta National, be prepared to spend thousands.
No.
That's if you even get a chance
exactly.
at tickets. I know my brother called me and said, hey, you want to go to the Masters? We weren't even going to go to the tournament. We were going to go to a practice round.
Right.
And that was two nights, practice round, and flight, $5,000 a person. I think I'll pass on that one.
Thanks, bro, but no.
Unless you're paying for
it. Hey, unless you're willing to do a little brotherly love.
A little oil money there. Why don't you pass it on?
I got a birthday coming up in December. You can do that. Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Augusta National is not open year-round. It's only open like two, three couple of months a year.
The only way you can golf it
mm-hmm.
is with members.
Right.
You have to be a member to golf that the Augusta National.
Wow.
So,
that's why it looks so pristine.
Yeah. How about on this day in sports history?
Yep.
1945, NFL requires players to wear what? 1945.
Requires players
to wear what?
A helmet?
Long stockings.
We're showing too much cankle. Knock it off.
Oh, man.
I don't want to see those calves. Come on, cover those things up.
And 1987, for the third time, Wayne Gretzky.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, easy for me to say. It's a hockey name. My tongue is frozen there already. Wayne Gretzky scores 7 points, a goal, and 6 assists in a Stanley Cup game.
Wow.
1989, Ricky Henderson steals his 800th career base in New York's 4-3 loss to Cleveland. Birthdays today, John Havlicek.
John Havlicek.
Yes, Boston Celtics. Born on this day, 1940, passed away in 2019. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. 8-time NBA championship with the Boston Celtics. 13-time NBA All-Star. 4-time NBA All-NBA First Team. Born in Martins Ferry, Ohio. Mm-hmm. On this day, 1946, Jim Catfish Hunter. Born.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away in 1999. Threw a few no-hitters.
Threw one against the Twins in 1968.
That's the one I always remember.
Mm-hmm.
In 1955, Ricky Bell was born.
Running back from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
1979 and the Chargers,
Died on this day, not on this day, but died in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for some trivia?
All right.
We've got a trivia question. Now we've got a new sponsor for our trivia question, and this is for the pizza from Jimmy's Pizza.
Right.
But we have a sponsor for the question.
We do. Our sponsor is Nodak Insurance. And again, sometimes it pays to have all your eggs in one basket, especially if the eggs need to be insured by a company that you can trust, like Nodak Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nodak Insurance, the more you save. Protect your home, vehicles, business, and everything you care about at a price that won't break the bank. You can ask Chris Guilvang about multi-line discounts. Give him a call, 845-2912. 845-2912. Nodak Insurance Company, agents with answers.
And that is a sports family.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
They got a starting five. I think they have five that could start.
They probably could, yeah.
A mixed team.
A mixed, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sports trivia.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stay with the Masters.
Okay.
I had some questions earlier, but here we go. Who is the youngest golfer to win the Masters golf tournament? Who's the youngest golfer to win the Masters golf tournament? You know the answer. Here's what you do.
If you know the answer, go to Toast N Jam. Now, remember, that's the letter N.
T-O-S-T also.
T-O-S-T-N-J-A-M, all one word, lowercase, toastandjam.com. Up at the top, you'll see trivia question. You click on that, and you can that'll take you to a page. You fill it out, get your answer in, and submit. That's how you do it. Smooth as silk.
Chance to win a medium pizza from Jimmy's Pizza. Mm-hmm. And again, our trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Guilvang, Valley City. Thank you, Chris. And we're going to leave you on, we always do words of wisdom. I'm going to stay with a golf quote.
Okay.
This one from Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey, nobody's ever been able to replace that.
No.
Never going to happen either. Golf is a game in which you yell 4, shoot 6, and write down 5.
Oh, that's outstanding. They liked it too.
We'll leave you with that one, huh?
That is great.
Paul, always a pleasure.
You betcha. You too.
Okay, that'll do it for Toast and Jam, brought to you by North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, and our newcomer, Nodak Insurance, Chris Guilvang, agent.